to continue the point that I was making at the end of yesterday, which is the point that we use the lamas of the Emek Bracha, and we use it to explain to Miyashiv the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah says that he thinks that after Rachim, you can insert the words of Bris B'Torah, right before Rachim. Emek Bracha disagrees strongly. And he says it's Migufa Bracha, and what we had ended yesterday, I want to continue with this, is perhaps the lumdus of the Mishnah Berurah is that Bris B'Torah is very disconnected to Benching. What does Bris have to do with Benching? Now, we can talk about it more, we'll see in the Gemara. But, you know, Mikufya, right? Your knee-jerk reaction. When you look at Benching, and we know the themes of Benching, what does Bris Mila have to do with Benching? It's like totally out of left field or right field, right? It has no shaychus. Torah? I mean, Torah is wonderful, but what does Matan Torah have to do with Benching either? Right? What does the Torah have to do with Benching? So what we had suggested is that Eretz, Chametovur, Chava Malchus, Beis David, that's how we concluded yesterday. Those are fundamental to the Malchus of Benching. So that, we understand, is part and parcel of the Ikur Yisod HaBracha, the Ikur Malchus HaBracha. And therefore, it would be impossible to fill in Eretz Chana Tovar Chava or Malchus Beis David. It would be impossible, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, to fill it in, because as the Emek Bracha says, it's Miguf HaBracha. You can't say the Guf HaBracha else after the Guf HaBracha. It doesn't make sense. Versus Bris V'Torah, which is not Miguf HaBracha, there the Mishnah Berurah, the Shaar Tzion, had suggested that you could. And I want to bring a riot to this from a line in the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Zayin had paskins, im lo hiskir b'birchas ha'aretz Bris V'Torah, afilu im lo chiser la'echad mehan machzirin osa. Okay? So he says very clearly, if you didn't say Bris V'Torah and Benching, afilu im lo chiser la'echad mehan, even if it's just one of the two, Bris or Torah, machzirin osa. Right? You got to go back and bench again. Okay? So it's literal. When the Gemara says in the bottom that someone who doesn't say, it says, Rabbi Yosef and Tzara Shiyizkar about Torah, and Rabbi Nachum HaZaken had said Tzara Shiyizkar about Bris, it is extremely literal. You must say it, and if you don't say it, you got to go back. That's how the Gemara says in the bottom. Right? And Shulchan Aruch Paskins Kipchuta. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Vav says, V'hadulo hisker mechaber im lo'amar eretz chan de tov rochav. What happened to the first part of our sugya? Right? The Gemara says, earlier, kol shalom eretz chan de tov rochav, b'ruch ha'sar, et malchus pizdav, et yushalayim lo yatsu de chavasa. How come the Shulchan Aruch doesn't address that? Where is that in the Shulchan Aruch? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kedis v'shas, the hamilsa de pshita hi. Listen to the language. Dehi ikar berchas ha'aretz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ela afilu le'inyin bris v'torah nami machzir noso. So I'd like to make medayik in the language of the Mishnah Berurah, which is, again, focus on a different line in Shulchan Aruch. His question is, how come the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention... How come the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention Bris V'Torah? I'm sorry. How come the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention Eretz Chem D'Tov R'Chava? Like the Gemara says, he jumps to Bris V'Torah. What happened? So he says, it's obvious. He says, it's obvious. It's obvious that if you don't say Eretz Chem D'Tov R'Chava Malchus Tov, that you have to go back. Why is it obvious? So this is the point that I want to bring out in the Mishnah Berurah. He says it's obvious. Why? Because he ikar berchas ha'aretz.
That's made
fun of it. But Bris V'Torah, the diak is not miguf or Again, the language is different, I agree. It's ikar. But what I'm trying to say, based on Mishnah Berurah, that it's not miguf habracha.
It's like an ancillary.
It's an ancillary, secondary, additional throw-in. And that's exactly the lumdus we said for the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion. I think it's consistent, l'shitaso, with what the Mishnah Berurah says here as well.
Which Sivkatan is this?
Above. This is in Sivkatan above.
If you don't say Rishat Torah, are you not five at all, or are you just...
You're not chayv or yotze. So that we're still in the middle of. Yeah, 100%. That's part of the Maram Kolmos for today. We started it already after. But I think you understand the consistency of the Shitaso and the Mishnah Berurah, I think, works pretty nicely. Okay. Now, going back to yesterday's point in the tour, right? We saw the machlokas between Rabbeinu Yechiel and the tour himself. What was the tour's name? They were brothers. So I believe the tour's name was Yaakov. Okay? So Yaakov. So Yaakov ben Asher. This is, he's quoting his brother, Bichiel ben Asher. Okay? Pretty strong family. Okay? You got the tour, you got Rabbi Yechiel, you got the Rush. Pretty soft. So Rabbi Yechiel had this Shaila, right, that we saw yesterday, right? He was Musubkani. Right, this that it says that you're not yotze, does it mean that you're not yotze literally ikuba olamitza? And the Torah himself says, "Kevon the berachas amazam deraisa liikuba ka'amar b'tzara glamza." Okay, so we didn't really break that line down, and I want to try to address that line in the Torah, which is a troubling line. He says, since Berachas Mazon is Daraisa, right, so it must be Le'ikuva Vitzarech Lavza. So let's break that down. Let's look at that a little bit more carefully. We have this machlokas, if you have to go back. If you don't say these things, you have to go back. Okay? The Torah says that you must go back because Berachas Mazon is Daraisa. So let's ask. And what if Berachas HaMazon was Derabana? Would it be obvious that you don't have to go back? Reuven, is it so obvious that Berachas HaMazon is Derabana that you don't go back?
No.
Right? I have a long list of things that are Derabana. A long list. And yet, if you forget something, you go back. You don't have to go so far. No. Tefillah, right? I don't know. You forget one day, you know, something in tefillah. One day you forget... Okay, well, that actually is a bad example because
you pass that
you don't go back.
Okay,
yeah, we don't go back. Although it's machlokas. Or let's say bracha. I don't know. You didn't say... you skipped the atachone. Okay? Are we all in agreement that davening shmoneh esrei is derabanan?
Yeah.
Okay, even if you hold tefillah daraisa, that we've discussed at great length last semester. Sirban. And yet, if you miss a bracha, or maybe you miss a word, you didn't say, you said the same bracha for the same Talmud Torah. Right? Rabbanan, you go back. My high is, it's pillay point. Says the Torah, oh, I'll tell you why this makes sense, you have to go back, because Berachas HaMazon is deraisa. As if to say, oh, and Berachas HaMazon would be a drabanan, then not. But what? Like, what's shaychas? Going back for something seems to have no shaychas to deraisa, drabanan. If the rabbis were misaking a certain type of, nusach, whatever it is, they thought that it was likuba, it's likuba. What are we talking about? And, on the flip side, to strengthen the question, to ask another question, but to strengthen the difficulty here, and what if you held that Berachas HaMazon is deraisa? Does it guarantee that everything you say in Berachas HaMazon is deraisa?
No. Well, clearly we have the whole thing of Tov HaMeid.
Oh, excellent. Tov HaMeid obviously is derabana. So the whole thing is befuddling. You're going to tell me, since Berachas HaMazon is deraisa, so now if you miss, you know, these inserts, you have to go back. What shaychas does the fact that Berachas HaMazon deraisa have to do with this insert being deraisa? Right? What shaychas? No, Jonathan, you hear the problem? Like, what kind of lumdus is this?
Well, yeah, the Beis Yosef kind of.
Okay. So the Beis Yosef that I asked you to see today addresses a little bit of this. Let's look at the Beis Yosef. You got it. Okay. So first he says, let's start where he says. Right, we have some version of that. So the Mordechai was suspect to this shita. It says lochash lochash lokimchai. Doesn't worry about his own literally flower kemach. It's an expression. The Torah brought, I don't know if we had the whole thing in the Torah itself, I may have skipped around the Torah. The Torah brought a shita that says you say bris v'torah. I think maybe Sfardim. Does Sfardim do that?
I
think there may be a nusach of Sfardim to do that. I'm not Sfardim, but so occasionally I may have seen a Sfardim banter. I seem to recall they may have said that nusach, bris v'torah. What do Ashkenazim say? Bris v'torah. Now, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Sir, she asked where bris, sir, she asked about Torah." So you're the Shiloh. So the Shiloh is, do you say bris for Torah, or can you be a little bit more flexible in what you say?
Derivation.
Right. We say al bris chashuk hasam b'sveinu. That's not what the Gemara says. Al toras chashulim anatanu. I think Svarim say bris for Torah. We'll double check. I know
I'll
we
check.
Double check.
This year makes me double check.
You don't have a Svarim bench with you?
No.
Okay. Okay, so something in my head tells me that they do that. Okay. Now, the Mordechai says, that's ridiculous. You don't have to say Bris V'Torah. Why did you say Bris V'Torah? All the Gemara means to say is you say the general concept of Bris V'Torah. And you could say it the way it's, the way you want to manipulate a little bit, or the way the Rabbanim had sort of changed the exact Lashon, that's not. And then he writes, "V'chol mi shemeshana mamabeil shlo hiskev masher chibu chacham lahaspul yatzei dechavatsa." Okay. The parak shlosh shachu sham kol shlo amar bris v'torah birchasar at the machlok v'sav v'nishlan lo yatzei dechavatsa. That's our gemara. Okay, now, u'mashkas rabbeinu v'nirli kibun the birchas amazon deraisa li yikuba kama tzarich lachzar yishlitchos t'nihi the birchas amazon deraisa. Says the Beis Yosef shkayach, you have birchas amazon deraisa. Hamad be'ashalah yi derabana, right? But what you say is derabana. V'chemen she'enu mishana el hamad be'ashum derabana on esher diyatza, right? So how do you know to say that if you miss bris v'torah, for instance, that for sure you're not yotzei, and you have to go back? Mechtesi, you're telling me that bris v'torah is deraisa? That it doesn't say bris v'torah is deraisa. Right? Bris V'Torah is an insert that may likely be Derabbanan.
But the Indian of Bris V'Torah is...
For sure the concept of Bris Mila is Deraisa.
I thought that's what it says.
But saying it in benching may not be Deraisa.
Right,
how do you know you have to say Bris Chashachasam to Israel in benching? It's Derabbanan. But once it's Derabbanan, so after the Yatza, what does it do with the fact that Bris Mila is Deraisa? Right? You hear the Shaila. It's a very strong Shaila. Then he writes, it's mashma in the Rambam that it is ma'akev, right? Which is the shita of Rabbeinu, which is a reference to the Torah. When the Beis Yosef says Rabbeinu, he means the Torah. When the Kesef Mishnah says Rabbeinu, he means the Rambam. They're the same people, just writing on different, books.
Different.
Writing on different svarim. Yeah. The Reus of Kara would have stayed for on the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah, Rabbeinu is Rambam. He wrote a sefer on the Torah, Beis Yosef, when he talks about Rabbeinu, it was obviously the Torah. Okay, so Chidur Rabbeinu. So the Rambam here actually agrees with the Torah about it being Ma'ach. We saw that. The Gamma Rosh Kasa, the Parash Tosh Hashach, the Tosh Shalom, the Bris V'Torah, the Berchas Ha'aretz, the Ma'ach, the Space Kavid, the Bon Yishalayim, the Yatzi Dei Chavaso, Pir Shavim Yechananel, the Chem Mekulu, and the Omar, lo yatzei de'echav asa. Right? You're literally not yotza. Uvehed yatane b'tosefta. Rabbi Yossi omer, ach mi shelo hiskir bris v'shel eretz machzira nosa. Okay, someone who doesn't say bris in eretz, you know, in about eretz of Amazon, machzira nosa. Right? Quotes it to Tosefta. You have to go back. You have to go back. V'chas v'raz v'perek in omdin. Okay? V'chen chas v'had v'yushami so per kamat v'brachas v'lo hiske Torah v'eretz machzira nosa v'lo hiske v'eretz v'eretz v'shal hiske v'onim v'shalayim v'chazav v'machzira nosa. So, that's a pretty solid list. Now, I'm not meaning this is a very solid list that the Beis Yosef brings that demonstrates the Shita of Ravenu, which is the Torah. No, not right? But, nevertheless, the lumdus of the Torah is difficult. It's very difficult to understand. Okay. Now, in his question, the Beis Yosef, I believe, is Lashitaso, in that we saw the Beis Yosef earlier talk about the origin of chemda, for instance. Let's talk about chemda. We saw, I think, yesterday or the day before. The word chemda. How did that get here? It sounded like Yehoshua, because he noticed that Moshe Rabbeinu and others, Abba Sa'olam, I think that was the language he used, had desired the land of Israel. Yehoshua on his own, that's what it sounded like, inserts chemda into benching. Now, that seems obvious. According to the Beis Yosef, saying chemda, choosing that word for now, is deraisa derabanan.
Derabanan.
For sure, derabanan. Lishitaso, I believe, says the Beis Yosef, even if Berchas Hamazon is deraisa, the language is derabanan.
What do you say about Eretz?
Not the theme, but the language. The theme of benching, I think he means is deraisa, meaning thanking Hashem for food and for Eretz Yisrael. But the language, and particular language, the usage of dafka, tova, or in this case, chemda, for sure, is derabanan.
What do you say about tova or chol? Because
I would imagine that's also derabanan.
Well, really, because God said it.
I understand. But I still imagine that's derabanan.
I happen to agree with Rabbi here.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure.
Exactly,
because for the Beis Yosef, Lishitaso, it's all about the theme, it's not about the words. The particular words seem to be derabanan, and that's Lishitaso in the Beis Yosef earlier. And that's his question. He's like, why do you have to say this particular, why do you have to say this particular word? That word, that choice of language is derabanan.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When we say the theme, does that mean, like, in some sense, does that have to do with Kavana?
No, I don't think so. I think it has to do with the exact theme of Eretz Yisrael, Mazon, maybe Boni Yerushalayim.
Oh, I was like, that's what you say the thing in English, like, should you, like, you think that, like, because clearly you're thinking because you're, if you're changing up the Girsa, it must be because you're, like, thinking about that in some way.
That's a little different point. But in terms of just the theme of what you're saying. Okay. Now. What if a person skipped in Al HaMichya Eretz Chemda Tovar Chal? Okay. Now, this is an interesting question. If you think it's a question that is meant to, you know, it's to, you know, get you to think about it, right? So, what if in Al HaMichya you didn't say this expression, right? What would you say then? Now, think about the Beis Yosef. Think about everything we've learned in the past. If you didn't say Eretz Chemda Tovar Chava in Al HaMichya, you went from Al Tunuva Sasada, Sheret Sisa, V'in Chata Lavosei.
Should be also because it has to do with having a theme. You might fulfill the theme in other words as well.
Well, probably also depends in. It probably also depends on if they view main Shalosh as like a truncated benching or not. That's also an important factor.
Okay. Okay.
You have, if they do,
well, everyone agrees it's a truncated benching.
So what Zach is saying is, makes sense. It depends on if they do it as essential or not.
Okay. I want to hear a little bit more.
I think, where is it? Oh, it's in the Shita Mikudetsas.
Yeah.
Where he mentions that you say, Eretz from the Tova, Irkava, and benching, or no, okay, but not the other ones. I think it's essential, but I don't think you're noticing.
Yeah.
You get a definition.
What if you held that Ahamilya is Durabana?
Then maybe.
That, right, could we go back to that question? Remember that discussion? We have had that discussion multiple times. Is Ahamilya Duraisa Durabana? Has to do with Minyan Brachos, right? That same Achlokos Rishonim that we've mentioned a million of times. Right, we talked about Machlokos between Rashi, Tosos, and Membav, and it came up again a number of times. Right, Brachos Palm, we talked about it. Right, can you collapse Brachos? Do you need Minyan Brachos Daraisa or not? No. So what if you have Minyan Brachos is Daraisa? So if Minyan Brachos is Daraisa, Al-Michi is then Durabana, right? So now I ask you the following question. Think about it. If Al-Michi is Durabana, what if you didn't say Eretz Chavot Torah Baruch?
Are you saying
should
be
closer? Okay.
Well, no, because it's a suffix or Nevada?
Let's say you held like those Shitas and Rishonim, the Minyan Brachos is Daraisa, Tosos, many Rishonim.
I'm saying
therefore, Al-Michi is clearly a Durabana. Where am I going with this? So, what would be the din if you didn't say it in Al-Michi?
According to the Lumbus of the Torah.
Oh, that's where I'm going. Yeah.
You say that it's.
What did he say? What was his. What did he say?
Let's go back because benching is Daraisa.
Very good.
Meaning you are Yotze, according to the Lumbus of the Torah.
Very good. I'm asking, challenging. I'm asking, would it come out from the Torah? Right. What was the lumbus of the Torah? Now, we may not understand it, but he said it. He said, since Berchas HaMazon is Daraisa, therefore, if you skip some of these things, right, you're not Yosi Dechavasa. So the question becomes, can you argue that if what you're doing is Durabanan, and you skip some of these things, should it emerge that you are Yosi? And that's my question. Now, I'm not saying I understand it at all, because I really don't understand the Torah, but that's our question on the Torah, the Masilsa's question. I don't understand the whole thing. But I want to know what would emerge from this lamdas. Can you come out with this very fantastic and halacha l'maisa chiddush? Okay. Now, I want to ask the following question. Yesh lachkar. I want to be choker hachakira. It says in our Gemara, Kol Shlo Amar Eretz Chemda, right? The language of the Gemara is Lo Yatzei De Chavasa. Right? You have to say Bris Torah Lo Yatzei De Chavasa. Now I want to ask the following question: when it says Lo Yatzei De Chavasa, is it Ma'akev the bracha? And that if you don't say Eretz Chemda Tovar Chava in the bracha of Noda, it's ma'akev that bracha and memela you're not yotzei. Or listen carefully. Or is it ma'akev if you don't say it in benching? Kol shalom omar eretz chamda tova ruchava in benching. It's ma'akev benching. What am I getting at? What if you said eretz chamda tova ruchava in a different part of benching? Now this a little bit ties into yesterday's discussion, which is Danik Bracha. But I wonder, you have to say Eretz Chama Tova Rechava. But who said you need to say it in that Bracha?
So the Bach was mentioned.
It must be involved.
Okay, so you hear the two Tzedadim. Okay? What if a person mentioned it in a different Bracha? Yeah.
It's going to be the whole bench and because if it was just one bracha and you said it in another place, and then if you need the choser, Marosh, you would just need to say that one bracha again if you missed it. I think that you need to be choser and say the whole thing over if you missed it.
Well, once you finish benching, then you know, then you can't.
But then it wouldn't have affected the other two brachos.
Well, yeah,
if each bracha is individual by itself.
Well, yes and no, because one is part of the bigger derisa of brachos mazon.
So you're saying that just one derisa enough?
Yeah, for sure. So let's say you said it, but you said it in rachim.
Yeah, but it's part of what's that bracha. That's where it's
okay.
Established.
So then my question would be, Jonathan, I'll accept that. If you said it in Rachim, are you Yotze the Derisa of that chick? I'm asking?
What?
What if you mean, Jonathan's pushing back and saying, well, that's not the Takana, is that? I'm a Takana guy, I get it. But what if you said it in Rachim? Okay, so Jonathan, you have to go back, I agree. But were you Yotze the Derisa? Could you argue that you just have to say it in Benchen? Why in the world would you need to say it in the second bracha? Say it in the third bracha. Now,
if we hold the in Yanim are Daraisa,
I think most of us would say that in Yanim are Daraisa, meaning the themes of Benchen are Daraisa, Zan, and Aretz.
But what if we hold Minyan? What if we hold Minyan Brachos Daraisa?
That's what I wanted to hear. So now we have a very long discussion. Let's say minyan brachas is daraisa. So what does that mean? That means one bracha is about hazanas olam. Okay, that's bracha one. Bracha number two is about Eretz Yisrael. Bracha number three is about Yerushalayim and Beis Hamikdash. So my question is, does minyan brachos mean that if I skip an essential part of bracha number two and say it in bracha number three, I can't be yotze? Ad kedei kach? Can you somehow throw in a important line from bracha 2 in bracha 3 or not?
Well, you know that
okay, but Tosa said it's you're being over there with no Torah.
Oh, I see.
So this is a fascinating shiloh. In Lambda, it's a very fascinating shiloh. No, Jacob? I'm asking, can you let's assume minyan bracha is the rest. Minyan brachos d'oraisa means that you have these three brachos min haTorah. You need to have those three brachos. You have those three brachos. It's that you took a line out of bracha 2, which is really meant to be bracha 2, about Eretz Yisrael, and you inserted it in bracha 3.
Why would it matter? It's only the amount of brachos that are, I mean...
Is it just any amount of brachos? It's clear in the Gemara, if you hold minyan brachos d'oraisa, that there are three brachos that have to do with three separate themes, right? Hazan,
okay.
Aretz,
okay.
And
so
right. So I think that's the idea. And now, my question is, your second bracha is about Eretz Yisrael. It totally is. It's just that you missed an important line. Can you make up for it in the bracha about Yerushalayim? Or no, that whole idea of minyan brachos is that bracha that is Daraisa has to be said, you know, with its entirety and every line, and you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think it's a very fascinating question. I am not sure. I think it's a very fascinating question. Now, I want to do the Bach together. Look at the Bach. This is in Kuf Pei Zayin, the Bach. What does he say? Let's get to the fourth line. Aval kishehizkir mashachiru chachamim lahazkir ba. If a person mentions everything that you're supposed to, v'gameinu mishana ikur inin bracha, and you don't change the ikur bracha, then you nacher something else. El shomer b'loshon acher, but you said it with a different loshon. Pshita diyatza. He says for sure you're yotze. Okay, so if you say instead of al brischa shechasanta, you say al brischa shekarasa b'fsarei. Okay.
So he agrees with the Beis
Yosef
on that.
So.
On that point.
Right. Which we said the Mordechai. Correct. So. Correct, yeah. So if you say al brischa shechasan, you say al brischa shekarasa, right? B'chor simon habris. Karasa bris means you, I don't know, you cut a covenant. You, right? That literally,
yeah.
Karasa is to cut off. So you cut the covenant, and that's a way of making the covenant, the bris. So if I say al brischa shekarata b'psarein, and not shechasamta, says the Bach, shita d'yatza, v'raya brua, Mibinyamin Raya, right, from the from the shepherd named Binyamin, just think, the Karach Rifta, he had bread, V'amar Brich Rachmana Mara Dai Pita. Blessed is Hashem, the master of this piece of bread. Okay, so that's a Gemara. The Kamar Rav Hasan, the Yatsa. Says the Bach, if you could say Brich Rachmana Mara Dai Pita, right, then presumably you could say Karasa instead of Chasamta. Right, the language, and that's what the Mordechai was saying, similar to the Beit. Oh, fine. Then he goes on and he says, Chasa Vachya Rabbi Chia, according to the Torah, Venerally, the Kevan, the Berchas Hamazon, the Raisa Likuva Kamar, Afalgat, the Matbeashal Bracha Bade, and the Raisa Madurabanon, says the Bach, even though the Matbeashal Bracha Vadai Eina Midaraisa, Elo Midurabana, Lava Matbea Greda Kaamar, Ella al ikur inyan hamad be'ashalah niskana habracha. Okay, umash chayvu lahatskir ba'ashe zehu de'oraisa. Umash chayvu lahatskir ba'ashe zehu midaraisa. What they obligated you to say in the bracha? Is the raisa? If lo amar avale mishanim v'adbea, if lo yatzei de chavasa, v'ha'ch amar abenu dekev, if lo yatzei de chavas mitzah, shumuchuyeba, midaraisa lek v'leflugeba, v'lo mardena elu mitzvah, lo liyikuba. Chomasha, chay, v'adam v'kayim, v'na Torah, yikuba yiskei. V'lo yatzei de chavasa. The way he understands this Torah, and I think he's at odds with the Beis Yosef, the critical things that the Gemara lists that you have to say for the Bach, you know what those are? Those are min haTorah. Ma shechayvu lahatzkir b'shezel midaraisa. And that's what the Torah is saying, which is no great chase. Obviously, if you hold that saying these things are daraisa and you don't say it, you're not yotze, because as he said, which is almost unnecessary.
He holds that
there's a Torah. If the Torah says you have to say it, you don't say it, you're not Yotzim in that Torah.
So
they're Duraisa. They're Duraisa. This is at odds with what I said in the Torah, in the Beis Yosef. According to the Lashon HaBach, these inserts are Duraisa, and then again, then the Torah is obvious.
But
the Chiddush of the Bach is that they are Duraisa. That these inserts, all these inserts, are actually Duraisa.
Yeah,
you could use a parallel lashon, but they're derisive. Now, in fact, as I put in your Marmakomos, this is really a major debate.
This makes the Torah obvious.
It makes the Torah very obvious, of course, if that's what the Torah had in mind. Now, the Chaye Adam wrote, as I mentioned, a number of Sfarim, and he writes the Chaye Adam. He writes the Nishmas Adam. And the Chai Adam writes, Venerally, the Afilu Yodea Bevada Shabirath Brichas Hamazon, Umistapik im Omar Bris Vitorah, Tzarech La Hasar. Wow.
I got the right.
This is fantastic. Because now we can really sort of zone in on this exact point between the Beis Yosef and the Bach. What if a person benches? He knows he benched, but he has one suffer. Did he say Bris Vitorah? So now we have mamash, exactly this nafkamina. Is bris v'torah d'oraisa d'rabbana? Yes, everyone agrees you have to say bris v'torah for whatever lamdas Beis Yosef, Pashem Shal Beis Yosef in the Torah, or the way the Bach is explaining in the Torah. But everyone agrees that you have to say bris v'torah. And if you don't, you have to go back, and that's just passing Shulchan Aruch, no question. What we want to know is, what if you said benching, but you're mesupik if you said bris v'torah? So, what would you say? No, what's the principle? Safek deraisa l'chomra, safek derabanan. No, l'kula. So is this deraisa? Is this derabanan? This is a great test case. This is a great litmus test to know, is bris v'torah deraisa derabanan? Some brachos l'halakha is true by all the brachos, not by brachos l'mazon. Not by brachos l'mazon, for sure now. Right? If you weren't sure you said brachos l'mazon, you have to go back. We talked about that. Right? So the question now is, I said brachos l'mazon, I'm just specific about bris v'torah. So what does the Chai Adam say? Chai Adam says, clearly, tzarech l'achzor. In his Nishmas Adam, he gives a little bit more information. Right? He quotes different Gemaras. He quotes the Gemara in the third parak. Certainly, Berachos Avos and Daraisa. And he writes that Nashim, according to some Rishonim, are not chayav in Berachos Avos. Why? Why? Because they don't have Berachos Avos.
Nachshon
are five
because they don't have
it. Who said that? That was Tosa Shita. Says the Chayav. That's a sharp point. It's a very sharp point. I'm going to skip now to where he says Vihine Muchach. Do you see that? Let's read that inside. You see where he says Vihine Muchach? It's a very, very sharp point. The Chayav. Nishal Sarah. Vihine Muchach Ladas Tosa Shakasu Bibay Benashim Chayav Asim in the Torah. Mishum Shiyav Shalom in Bresh Torah. Vimkei Muchach Lachabam. I skipped to where he says Vihine Muchach. The kachwa lachol moshe nesina, very sharp. Now Ruben, he proves from Tosus's explanation of the Gemara and Daf Chav that bris v'torah is daraisa. Why? No, what's the proof? Because if bris v'torah is only drabanan, then a woman should absolutely be chayev in benching. Why would Tosus say that a woman is not chayev in Torah and benching because they don't have bris v'torah? The whole notion of bris v'torah and benching meikara is drabanan. It must be that Tosos learns that Bris V'Torah is Daraisa. Now the question is, if Bris V'Torah is Daraisa, women who don't have Bris V'Torah, should they be chayav in benching min HaTorah or not? So Tosos says, maybe not. That's the Gemara and Chav. But what we're learning, what the Chayyadim is trying to extract from that sugya, is that you see that Bris V'Torah is Daraisa, hence his conclusion that Safek, if you say Bris V'Torah, you have to go back, Safek Daraisa, L'chumra. And then he quotes Eli Rabba, Tafas Lami Rashba. Of course, the Lush says Eli Rabba was Tofas the Rajba, Dachman Tess, we're not up to there. It's Shakasa de Inu Element Rabbana. We didn't see that Rajba, but I believe we saw the Rabbani. I think we saw that in the Beis Yosef, right? I'm pretty sure we saw that in the Beis Yosef. I'm pretty sure. But he quotes the Rajba. He says, Velo Ian Yafa. And he says that Eli Rabba didn't look carefully. And he says, if you look at the other parts of the Rajba, maybe that's only in one shita, but maybe in our shita, Ludidan, he says, according to Tosos, it would be Daraisa. And therefore, he sticks to his guns, and he says that you have to go back. I asked you to look at the Bir Halacha, right? You saw the Bir Halacha? The Bir Halacha says, about this case, he says, if you're mesupik about Bris V'Torah, he says, let's go to the second line. Lo Bir Adavar Zeh, D'yesh Ol Rishonim Shesovrim D'hud Rabbana. He says, it's not Pasha. There are Rishonim who actually say they're Rabbanim. And he quotes the Chidush Rabbeinu Aharon Alevi. Who's that? Who's Rabbeinu Aharon Alevi? No? Rabbeinu Aharon Alevi is?
No, I'm waiting for.
No, Chabar. It's Dura'ah. Rabbi Aharon Alevi. Dura'ah. Okay? So he says, if you look, I found in the Sefer Rabbeinu Aharon Alevi on Nitbas Mechadosh, which just recently came out on Harib. The brachos shekasav, the bris, the Torah, the rifas aretz, the malchus, we said the boni shlaim him to rabbanu. He quotes the shita mekubatzas, and he writes, "Gam milashon abenu, gam milashon abeisose muchach du svirle daskar hu to rabbanu," which I'm not sure is our beisose, but probably I hope soon so. And therefore, he writes according to those shitos, right? That is to rabbanu, savi to rabbanu, Jonathan, lakula, and you don't go back. And then he says, everyone just rattles off Berachos Mazon. You almost don't think when you say benching. He says, for sure, a person who knows he benched, wasn't sure about Berachos Torah, right? If you know you benched, you're just not sure if you said Berachos Torah, you could assume you said Berachos Torah. I asked you to see the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah indeed, earlier in the parak, in the third parak, no, in this parak, I'm sorry, the sugya of
it's the next one.
No, it's in that. There are a couple of ra'ahs here. I'm sorry. I think I gave you the one.
The first one.
I gave you two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first one, I believe,
is on the next one.
Is mashma derabanan, right? So it's later on. I believe that one is it says l'chachilu l'mitzvah and mashma derabanan, which is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. I am not convinced entirely that the second one, there's certainly parts of the inserts that are the Raisa, right? The second one that I gave you, the Ra'ah, not so 100%. Certain things are for sure the Raisa, so I'm not 100% sure in the Shita Sura about this question, but we'll have to stop here. We'll try to finish up this point and then move on tomorrow. Also, it came to me.